This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up in Utah, touring Canyonlands National Park with a guide who's worth the trip all by himself. First, a new theory on what causes autism. That's the disorder that causes children, mostly boys, to become socially withdrawn, even though they're highly capable in some ways. Now, a scientist in England, Simon Baron Cohen, says autism may simply be the result of too much testosterone. He spoke with Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
Simon Baron Cohen, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Now, what does that mean, extreme male brain?
Well, in the general population, we find differences between the typical male and typical female. For example, males seem to be more interested in systems, and females seem to be more interested in people, and particularly people's emotions. So if you take an extreme of that, it would be somebody who's very, very interested in systems, but maybe has difficulty reading other people's emotions.
And those, in fact, are the symptoms of autism.
Well, that's right. So that's why we're beginning to look at whether autism might simply be an extreme of the sex differences you see in the general population, an extreme of the male brain.
You have looked at both the physical and the psychological differences in the male and female brains. How do you map that?
Well, we measure this through a range of different psychological tests, and males tend to report they're more interested in systems like maps, or mathematics, and questionnaires relating to empathy, like, you know, how quickly you can pick up on what somebody else is feeling or thinking, where women tend to score higher than men.
And can that not be attributed to socialization?
Sure. I mean, socialization is bound to be important in shaping these sex differences. But what we've found is if you go back in time to when children are very small, you still find these sex differences even before experience or socialization has had much chance to have an effect. Little girls will look longer at a human face, and little boys will look longer at a mechanical mobile suspended above the crib.
And you posit that that may come from prenatal testosterone, particularly that the more prenatal testosterone the fetus is bathed in, the more prevalent the signs of autism.
Yeah, I mean, we've done some research using amniocentesis, where you take some of the amniotic fluid from the womb. And as you say, you know, the more testosterone the fetus is producing, the less eye contact the child makes after they're born, and the slower they are to develop language.
Well, what about environmental factors? Many parents think that mercury, for example, might be a cause of autism.
Yeah, and I'm following that research. It's mostly coming out of the States, and it's very interesting. But over and above that, my theory suggests that the parents of children with autism may be strong systemizers themselves. And the idea here may be that when two strong systemizers marry and have a child, that may influence the risk that the child will have autism.
So the mother would exhibit these traditionally male characteristics, as you describe them.
That's right.
And how would your theory lead to a cure?
Well, I would use the word intervention and support, because many people with Asperger's syndrome, for example, would become resistant or even offended by the idea that they need to be cured, because they simply want to be recognized that they're different. But having said that, individuals who are much more disabled, they may well be very positive about the idea that treatments could remove some of these more disabling symptoms.
You would simply remove some of the testosterone?
Well, I think we should be clear at the moment that the testosterone research is really aimed at trying to understand the causes of the condition. But you're right that in years to come, if that theory is confirmed, it could lead to a hormonal treatment. But my own perspective is that this would be ethically very controversial, because it could lead to an intervention in the womb where changing an individual's hormone levels could change the nature of their personality and the way they think.
Simon Baron Cohen is the director of the Autism Research Center at Cambridge University. He's also the author of The Essential Difference, The Truth About the Male and Female Brain. And Simon Baron Cohen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to Day to Day's Madeline Brand for that interview.